The next coach on the teleconference is Notre Dame head coach Jeff Jackson. The Fighting Irish entered the season as the defending Big Ten champions and were picked third in the Big Ten preseason coaches poll. Reigning Big Ten player of the year Cale Morris represented the school on the preseason watch list as a unanimous selection. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could go ahead and make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Thank you. Standing in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, watching a junior hockey game. So if you hear noise in the background, you'll understand why. We're excited, you know, obviously to get started with a new season. Last year, our first year in the Big Ten was, you know, a real thrill for us to be able to have the kind of success that we had. And, you know, we're hoping to continue in that direction. We'll be a younger team this year, certainly with 9 freshmen. And some of the key guys that we lost, you know, it's going to be a work in progress to try to identify, you know, who's going to replace guys like Evans and Ogilvie up front and Gilbert and Wade and Jordan Gross on the back end. So, but I am excited about our young guys. I think we're going to actually be more mobile back on the blue line. Obviously, Cale Morris, you know, gives us a really solid foundation to build from. So we're looking forward to it. I know the guys are biting at the bit. It's been a long 6 weeks here. Practicing and getting ready for the start of the year, and I'm sure it'll be an exciting weekend when we get started at the icebreaker out in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Declan Goff, Minnesota Hockey Magazine.
Hey, Jeff, your senior Dylan Malmquist, a alternate captain and a guy that's scored just a ton of big playoff goals for you over the last few years. Can you kind of touch on what he means to your program and to your team?
Well, I think Dylan's going to be huge this year. I mean, I think he's taken a big step over the last year, really with his maturity. And, you know, to make him a captain says an awful lot. You know, I think he came in as a true freshman right out of high school hockey, and you know, I give him a lot of credit. He actually did pretty well as a freshman. But, you know, it's taken some time for him to really understand the level of commitment that he's going to have to make to maybe play professional hockey, because he certainly has the skill set and the instincts. And, you know, I really like how he progressed last year in his junior year. I thought that was his best year he's had for us. And now this year he's moving back to his natural position of center. So I'm excited about Dylan. I think that he's, you know, he's got his – head in the right direction. I think that he's learned what commitment's all about, and now hopefully he can take that next step, which we're going to need. You know, he's going to take one of those top 2 center spots, and, you know, I know he, you know, played center throughout high school, and, you know, I know he's got the instincts and the ability to play there, and, you know, I'm hoping that he can have a real positive offensive year.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Randy Johnson, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. What do you feel Bob Motzko brings to the Big Ten now that he's with the Gophers?
Well, first of all, you know, I had a lot of respect for Don and the job he did at Minnesota. But, you know, Bobby's proven himself to be one of the best coaches in the country. I mean, he's, you know, I think that Minnesota will look different with him. You know, I know how his St. Cloud teams played, and you know, I think that their team is going to probably be a lot more difficult to play against as far as the competitiveness of it. He's that kind of guy. He's, you know, he's going to drive those guys to work hard and compete hard. And, you know, I have great respect for Bob, you know, and the job he's done, you know, at St. Cloud. And, you know, I know now at Minnesota he's going to be, you know, under a bigger microscope, but I think he's got the wherewithal to be able to handle that, and that's a big part of the job there. I mean, it's no different than like coaching the Montreal Canadiens or the New York Yankees. I mean, there's a lot of pressure to coach Minnesota, and Bob's probably the best guy, you know, that can handle that, especially the fact that he's been there before.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Jeff Enneren, South Bend Tribune.
Hi, Jeff. Just was wondering if you could summarize the preseason practices you have had. I know you said Malmquist is looking at a center spot. Who else you are also looking at center? And what who among your newcomers has jumped out at you?
Well, first, I mean, it's been a little bit of a longer preseason with, you know, us being allowed to be on the ice 4 hours a week as compared to two. So we've been really very selective in how we've dealt with that. We've spent a lot of time on working on fundamentals and skills. And just this last week or so, we've started getting into a little bit more tactical stuff. But it's been positive. We've done some scrimmaging as well, trying to break up a long preseason. And, you know, I've liked what I've seen. I mean, you know, like I said earlier, is that, you know, Dylan's going to have to take a big step for us this year. We got a number of guys that I think have the ability to take another step and be more productive players for us, both up front and on the back end. I think Cal Burke's another guy I'm looking at as possibly playing center. And then guys on the wing, guys like Cam Morrison, certainly have to take a step. Colin Tyson. There's guys that, you know, that may have been more depth players in the past that, you know, we're hoping they can take a step as juniors and seniors. And, you know, on the back end, I think that, you know, I'm really excited about some of the young talent that we have back there. We've got some extremely good skaters back there. I mean, I'm really thrilled about how Spencer Stastny has looked, Nikki Lieberman, and Nate Klerman, three freshman defensemen that have really stood out, you know. And obviously we got a good core of four guys coming back, but, you know, two of those guys are going to have to, you know, earn their way into the lineup. So, I mean, I think we're going to be more mobile on the back end. We may not be as, you know, big and physical without guys like Wade and Gilbert, but I think we're going to have more mobility, and that means that we won't need the physicality because I'm hoping that we won't be in our own end that much. So, you know, I think overall it's been a positive 5 weeks since we started. And I know they're just biting at the bit to start hitting somebody outside of themselves.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this season.
Thanks, Adam.